Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with some of the stories you need to know about from our community, but you might have missed this week. But before we get started, the good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Record Service and Used Parts at 285 Vinson Boulevard in Whiteville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. The CCN Trick-or-Treat Guide has been updated, and it's still not too late to get your church or organization's Fall Festival Safe Night or Trunk-or-Treat in for publication. Shoot an email to my good buddy, my right hand, Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com, and we'll get your event out there for absolutely free. Today is Yam Festival in Tabor City. It's the biggest event of the year down there, and it's the 53rd annual North Carolina Yam Festival. The parade is at 10 this morning, but there's activities going on all day long, both before and after the parade. There's the street fair, entertainment, music, car show, the kids' zone. Of course, the parade is at 10, and we're going to be broadcasting that live on the CCN Facebook page. The Stallion Classic is going to take place at South Columbus High School, and there'll be a sweet potato giveaway immediately after the parade at the Tabor City Public Library. Live entertainment will go on until 5:30 at the Hickman Road Stage and the Todd House Entertainment Stage. Go on out and have a yam good time in Tabor City this weekend. That is not the only thing going on in Columbus County today, folks. The Museum of Natural Sciences is hosting the Waccamaw-Suwans Heritage Celebration from 1 to 6. Learn about contemporary and traditional dance styles, along with hands-on activities and seminars. Celebrate the Waccamaw-Suwan tribe. The museum is located at 415 South Madison Street in Whiteville. The event is free. Boys and Girls Home of North Carolina is hosting classic cars and country cooking today from 11 until 3 at the Boys Home Farm. There'll be a car show, food trucks, and lots of fun. Admission is free to that as well. Car registration is free. That's going to be from 9 until 11. Judging will be at 11 o'clock with awards immediately to follow. The town of Lake Waccamaw has their annual Safe Night tonight at Elizabeth Drinkley Park from 6 until 8. Get your costumes ready and go have a great time. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-260-5499. That's 800-260-5499. 800-260-5499.
Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com with more of the news from your community. The County Farmers Market is having their very first haunted market today from 5 until 9 p.m. Bring the whole family, and there will be a spooktacular evening filled with trunk-or-treating, haunted ATV rides, delicious food, local vendors, a car show, and lots of fun for everyone. There's no entry fee for the event. The market, of course, is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in North Whiteville. Whiteville Police, the Columbus County Sheriff's Office, and the Drug Enforcement Agency are hosting two drug take-back events today. You can turn in any unwanted, unneeded, or outdated prescription medications for safe disposal. The stations are going to be set up at Walgreens Pharmacy in Whiteville and at Walmart. It'll be from 10 until 2. They will accept tablets, capsules, and pills, but they cannot take pressurized or liquid medications, as well as any kind of sharp objects, nor can they accept illegal drugs. The event is free, and again, that's from 10 until 2. You can go to Walgreens or you can go to Walmart. October 31st is Halloween, but it's also the last day to sponsor a wreath for the National Wreaths Across America Day for the Veterans Memorial Park. All wreaths purchased will be placed on the graves of veterans at the Columbus Memorial Park, New Hope Baptist Church, Chadburn Memorial Cemetery, and the Wright Cemetery. They'll be put out on December 13th. Visit wreathsacrossamerica.org/NC0653P to help honor these heroes, or you can contact any member of the Veterans Memorial Park. Fair Bluff is going to have their November 1st Saturday market next week. That's going to start off at 8 a.m. along with the usual vendors and yard sellers. West Columbus High School and the Fair Bluff Chamber of Commerce will be on site selling spot plates for $10 each. The plates will include two fish, sweet potato fries, slaw, and bread. All proceeds go towards the West Columbus High School, FFA, and the Chamber. Sheepdog Foundation is going to open up the Reggae Cafe Friday for a lunch fundraiser for their new facility, Elm Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. Skip the usual boring lunch options and help a good cause and have some really unusual, unique, and tasty food. Sheepdog Foundation is located at 426 Lee Street in downtown Whiteville. Speaking of the foundation, the organization's Hard Charger Clubhouse got a generous donation last week. Sheepdog planned to have a fundraiser to finish renovations and add signage facility, but the quote they received was it's only good for a short amount of time. With the deadline drawing to an end and their funds running out, they did the only thing they could do. They stepped out in faith, and their prayers were answered by Commander W.H. Norris of the Tabor City VFW. Randy and Angela Norris of the Veterans Memorial Park of America made one phone call, and Commander Morris showed up on the Sheepdog Foundation grounds and donated the full cost of the sign, plus some additional funds to support the Hard Charger program. That's the type of story we like to have on here, folks. Remember to check out our Good News tab throughout the week. We love to hear about all the great things happening around you. Civic Club events, church news, birthdays, reunions, homecomings, harvest festivals, Good Samaritans, little kids with big fish. We have room for all of it in the Good News on air and online. Email your submissions to crystalfaircloth at columbuscountynews.com or send them to thegoodnews at columbuscountynews.com. Give us a call at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office, 1015 South Madison Street in Whiteville. We love visitors, and if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For columbuscountynews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.